This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Hey, yo, French, if it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German right now. That's right. One of my favorite lines from Stripes, Bill Murray. I tell you what, I like it better when Caroline Levitt says it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Great having you with us on this show. This was my favorite moment today from the White House press briefing.
There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back. So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Boom! That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. Thanks to us, you're not speaking German right now. By the way, if you ever want to buy a used gun, make sure it's French. This has only been dropped one time. That's it, just one time. Now, look, she was very, very clear today on the president of the United States following the law and following what the judge has said, and that they were not in violation of the courts, that the planes that left with the Tren de Aragua gang members, the order came after the planes were already in the air over international waters. They were very clear on that point today at the White House press briefing, because obviously every time you hear constitutional crisis, take a drink. Every time you hear the left scream that, take a drink. You'll be more loaded than most people on St. Patrick's Day. And since it is St. Patrick's Day, if you are here today right now with us, joining us on St. Patrick's Day, great. It's great to have you, whether or not you are, in fact, imbibing or not. Even better if you are imbibing, certainly. No doubt about that. But no, look, I mean, this is the question. First of all, can a judge just block these moves by the president? Well, the White House is committed to following what the judges say. But in this case, they're very clear on the fact that these orders by the judge were given after the flights had already departed. They were over international waters, and that's where they got the order. And they had already worked this out with Venezuela to take these Tren de Aragua gang members back. But I got to tell you, politically speaking, people that want to be on the side of the Tren de Aragua and keeping them here in the United States of America, you're not going to win this. I'm telling you, you're not going to win this one. The American people are not there. That's for sure. The American people want them gone. They want them gone. And look, you don't have to go home. You can't stay here.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Come on now. Come on. You can't stay here. I mean, you just can't. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. It really is the question that we are all wondering right now, which is how many more times are these federal judges going to get in the way and try to stop the American people, stop the president of the United States of America? How many more times? And the answer is every single time. But these are bad hombres that are being deported here. Bad hombres. And the American people are just not going to, they're not going to tolerate keeping Venezuelan gang members in this country. They're not, they don't want them here. That's the bottom line.
I would remind everybody in this room that Tren de Aragua is a foreign terrorist organization operating within the United States of America because the previous administration allowed them to invade our country. These are monsters who tortured, raped, and murdered a 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungre. They murdered 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley. They led a multi-sex state sex trafficking operation involving smuggling women into the United States, holding them in houses in Louisiana, Florida, New Jersey, Texas, and Virginia, and forcing them into prostitution. They kidnapped and murdered a 33-year-old woman in Texas. They sexually and physically assaulted a woman and her daughter in Wisconsin. They conducted a mass shooting in Illinois. They peddled untraceable ghost guns across New York City, took over an Aurora, Colorado apartment complex where they kidnapped and tortured victims. And by the way, many of you in the mainstream media said that didn't happen. It turned out that it did. And because of the effective immigration policies of this administration, those foreign terrorists were detained and they are no longer operating on American soil. And we have President Trump to thank for that.
Who wants to be on the side of keeping these people in the United States of America? But I mean, besides lefty federal judges who are auditioning for the Supreme Court under a Democrat president who want to turn around and say, yeah, you know what? Listen, we stop Trump at every turn. We stopped Trump at every single turn. So look at us. We tried to block him. We did our best. Because they're not going to be successful at this. But that's what this is about. This is an audition. If you're a federal district court judge, you want to be on the Supreme Court one day. And what you want to do is you want to turn around and say, hey, I tried to stop him. And I did my best. So put me on the bench, the high court, the big bench. And it's what the president is doing here is not unconstitutional. It is a law passed by Congress. The president has the authority to use this law passed by Congress, period.
Does the president, does this allow him to defy the court order without having this the checks and balances and the separation of power?
No. In fact, this administration acted within the confines of the law, again, within the president's constitutional authority and under the authority granted to him under the Alien Enemies Act. We are quite confident in that, and we are wholly confident that we are going to win this case in court.
Does the president...
They will win this case in court, because first of all, what the Supreme Court needs to do is they need to rein in these federal judges. It's like I told you what Clarence Thomas said. You know, for the first 150 years of this republic, we did not have these federal judges coming out with their temporary restraining orders trying to stop the president of the United States of America. We didn't have this. And this has to end. Justice Neil Gorsuch saying the same thing in the case on the abortion pills as well. It needs to stop. It needs to end. And so they've appealed to the Supreme Court. Listen, while we work on all this, can you please do us a favor and tell these federal judges to knock it off? Because just because you're a federal judge and you hang out at the country club with your friends trying to show off for them doesn't give you the right to stop the president who's elected by the entire country. You represent a district, and these districts really are D.C., Maryland, and Massachusetts. That's what we're talking about here. What's the point of having elections if a federal judge can just come in and just stop the president of the United States of America, the duly elected president of the United States? But the answer is there's no point in having an election. There's no point. But everything that the president is doing right now is constitutional because he signed the proclamation invoking this act that was passed by Congress, the Alien Enemies Act. He's using it. If Congress doesn't like it, Congress can revoke the act. Remember that. They have the power to do so. They don't want to. They're not even attempting to. And who'd be on the side of doing that anyway?
President Trump signed a proclamation invoking the Alien Enemies Act regarding the invasion of the United States by the foreign terrorist organization Tren de Aragua. At the president's direction, the Department of Homeland Security carried out a counterterrorism operation deporting nearly 200 violent Tren de Aragua terrorists, which will save countless American lives. Thanks to the great work of the Department of State, these heinous monsters were extracted and removed to El Salvador, where they will no longer be able to pose any threats to the American public.
Good.
Tren de Aragua is one of the most ruthless terrorist gangs in the world, and they are responsible for some of the most heinous crimes that have occurred in our nation's history in recent years, including the savage murders of beautiful Lakin Riley and Jocelyn Nungre. President Trump...
You know, it's really a matter of two things here. Number one, federal district court judges should not have the power to stop the president of the United States of America. That's number one. Number two is that the left always needs to scream constitutional crisis. But Caroline Leavitt reiterated from the podium several times today, we are committed to listening to the courts. We're committed to following the courts. But these planes were already in international skies. And that's when the judge gave his oral order. And we don't, first of all, even know if the oral order from the judge, the verbal order, whatever you want to say, we don't even know if that counts. Because last time around, it was a situation where you had to have the judge actually sign something. But number two, why are we letting these judges get away with this? When the president has the authority under the law that was given to him by the Congress of the United States of America. And the fact that it was in the 1790s doesn't change the fact that it's still a law. It's still a law on the books. It doesn't change that fact. Look, there are some laws on the books that are stupid, like you can't eat ice cream on the boardwalk on Sunday at the Jersey Shore. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a law that's used for the president to be able to boot out very, very bad people who are committed enemies of the United States of America. And the president has designated Tren de Aragua to be that group of people. Now, with regards to the auto pen, though, and the pardons, I have to tell you, though, I do not think the president is on firm ground here by saying that the auto pens don't count for pardons. I don't, because there's nothing in the Constitution that says it has to be written in ink by the president. Now, a pardon has to be issued, but it's not clear that it can't be an auto pen because they didn't have auto pens back then. But that's sort of like saying, well, you can't say something on Twitter because we didn't have Twitter back then. You know, the president issues a pardon, whether I agree with it or not, and I don't agree with these pardons by Joe Biden, but that's not the point. These pardons are legal, and they will stand. Unless somebody can come forward and testify under oath that they had knowledge the president did not have knowledge that these pardons are being issued, in which case then you have a massive federal crime being alleged. If that's the case, well, then we have a different story here. But in the absence of that happening, the pardons will remain. Here's what Caroline Leavitt said about that today.
The president was begging the question that I think a lot of journalists in this room should be asking about whether or not the former president of the United States, who I think we can all finally agree was cognitively impaired. I know it took people some time to finally admit that, but we all know that to be true, as evidenced by his disastrous debate performance against President Trump during the campaign. I digress on that. But the president was raising the point that did the president even know about these pardons? Was his legal signature used without his consent or knowledge? And that's not just the president or me raising those questions, Caitlin. According to the New York Post, there are Biden officials from the previous White House who raised those questions and wondered if the president was even consulted about his legally binding signature being signed onto documents. And so I think it's a question that everybody in this room should be looking into, because certainly...
Well, they should be looking into it. I mean, the press should be looking into that question. And like I said, if somebody can come forward and say the president did not have knowledge of these pardons, that they were done without his knowledge, well, then all bets are off. All bets are off. But just merely using the auto pen itself does not negate the validity of the pardons. Here's what the president said in Air Force One yesterday.
To follow up on the Biden auto pen, are those executive orders, those pardons from the former president now null and void?
Well, I think so. It's not my decision. That'll be up to a court. But I would say that they're null and void. I'm sure Biden didn't have any.
No, remember, he's expressing his opinion, and let's parse this a little bit. Let's understand what the president is saying here, first of all. What he's saying is, it's not up to me. It's up to a court. All right? So I think they are null and void, but that's up to a court. And again, the guy who everybody says is this totalitarian dictator who's not going to follow the courts is literally just saying that. And the question that he keeps raising is, did Biden have knowledge? I would say they're null and void because I'm sure Biden didn't have any idea that it was taking place. What they did is criminal. So you see, just the mere use of the auto pen is not enough to make them null and void. If he didn't have knowledge and other people were doing that, then yes, that is absolutely criminal. Those people belong in federal prison. No question about it. They should be put in federal prison. No doubt. No doubt about it. Now, that's a little bit different than what the president tweeted yesterday, or I should say put on his Truth Social, declaring them null and void. But again, that's him expressing his opinion that he certainly believes that they are null and void based on the fact that these were done by the auto pen. And I love the trolling by the president, too. I mean, he puts a picture of 45, which is him, and then 47, which is him. And in the middle of it is a picture of Biden as the 46th president of the United States. It's just a picture of an auto pen. I mean, I think that's hysterical. It's very, very funny to me. You know, it really is. But this is the key, though. The key to all of this, though, is that the president is respecting the courts and respecting the will of law. He is. I'm bottom line. And, you know, it's his opinion that these are not legal, and maybe he'll be proven correct on that point. But to clarify, though, just simply using an auto pen does not make them null and void unless they were done without the president's knowledge. Because, I mean, theoretically, what if a president didn't have hands? No, I mean, really, if a president didn't have the use of his hands for whatever reason, had two hands broken, you know, maybe lost his hands in a war. I don't know. But I mean, you could reasonably conclude that the president's signature, even though by pen, is valid. Or, you know, if the president chose to, I don't know, use a elbow ink thing, I mean, whatever your mark is, it would be legally binding. So just the mere absence of wet ink, because I've seen some people posit that on social media today, that's not enough. But I have the question, and I would love it if the media would answer that question for us. Did President Biden know what he was doing? Did he know about these signatures? Did he know what he was doing? Yes or no? Because if the answer is no, then they are null and void. No question about it. Null and void, and you got to throw them out. Without a doubt. You know, the other point, too, about this White House press briefing today that I thought was very important, too, is that we're talking about the economy, which is still on everybody's mind. It's the economy and the border, crime. These issues still matter. But the fact that prices are going down. So yesterday, if you saw on my Instagram page, at Zioli Show, Reagan and I, Chef Reagan, made some homemade pasta. Took 5 eggs, actually 6, because one kind of got away from us. So half a dozen eggs for the homemade pasta. Worth it. Delicious. Then on the Irish side of the family, a little cottage pie. Little shepherd's pie. It's not shepherd's pie because it's not lamb, which is secondly we're supposed to use in Ireland. Cottage pie because we use ground beef, so secondly more for British dish, but shh, don't tell. Mashed potato recipe. Gordon Ramsay suggests using egg yolks. I'm a big buttermilk fan of my mashed potatoes. Again, we can debate that, but the point is this. Egg prices are coming down. Gas is coming down. Oil's coming down. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I don't just say that because it's one of my favorite phrases as an Italian. It's true. Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes a little bit of time here.
We are in a period of transition. The president has made that clear. He also has made his belief in tariffs and what they will do for our great country clear, restoring wealth back to our country. And if you look at the president's first term economic formula, massive deregulation, tax cuts, lowering the cost of living with an energy boom, which the American people can expect soon, Wall Street and Main Street should both be assured by what President Trump did in his first term. It's the exact same formula. In fact, I would argue it's even better this time around. And if you look at some of the economic indicators in the last week, the latest CPI report last week beat expectations. Inflation is cooling. Core inflation dropped for the first time in 4 months. The national average of the price of gas is down 42 cents from 1 year ago. And there was also a new report out this morning about wholesale egg prices. They continue to fall. A dozen eggs are now $3.10 cheaper since January 24th. First, that's a 47% decrease overall. So I think the American people do have great reason to be optimistic about this economy. And as I've said repeatedly, it continues to be true. The administration has a whole of government effort to fix the economic mess created.
Good, because that's what people want. They really do. They want this. And yeah, you know, these federal judges who keep trying to stand in the way of the president of the United States, keep trying to stop him. Remember, the American people are going to be happy when egg prices are coming down, gas prices are coming down, and they're going to laugh at these judges. But I'm just telling you, because these judges, don't make the mistake of believing for a second that these judges are people that are constitutionalists. These are political animals who want to be on the Supreme Court one day. They want to be on the Supreme Court. That's what they want. And, you know, these judges trying to stand in the way with this big audition that they're doing, they're going to lose at the end of the day. But even But what might be a win here for the Constitution and the Republic is the Supreme Court finally, once and for all, reining in these rogue district judges. That would be a big win. Here's Alina Habe, a counselor to the president and a very distinguished attorney.
We cooperate and we tend to be in court a lot. It's what they like to do. These rogue judges have to stop. This is an executive decision, and we are trying to make America safe again. We are doing a great job of it, and this is a big part of it. These people are not, they're not well-liked in this country. They are not welcome. They have hurt so many people. I've been focused on human trafficking, human extortion, and the things that I have seen are so disturbing, I cannot even tell you. And when you learn about what happens to these individuals, some of them that come in that they don't even know they're getting trafficked, they come in and they go into states and then they think they're getting taken care of by some friend and are extorted sexually, labor, the list goes on and on. It's disgusting. It has to stop and we have to make America safe again. We have a war on fentanyl crisis.
And judges, by the way, for the record, going as far back as Thomas Jefferson, questioning the legitimacy of these judges and their ability to challenge the executive branch of government, just like Thomas Jefferson's point was, hey, as president, I can't stop the judicial branch. These branches have to operate in their lane here. And, you know, since the Supreme Court gave itself the authority under Marbury v. Madison to give itself the power of constitutional review, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says if you become a district judge, you act as a check on the executive. So the whole notion that the court is there to act as a check on the executive, the pardon power, excuse me, the impeachment power is left up to the Congress. The legislative branch has the impeachment power. I would argue that they are a check on the executive. And certainly, the Supreme Court has a role in this, but individual district court judges? Stop. Come on. Stop. All right, so much more to come on this as we continue along our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Captain America. The first one was great. The second one, Winter Soldier, even better. If you've never seen that movie, you got to see that movie. It's fantastic. It's a great warning about the deep state and how the very people we empower to protect us, the bad guys, wind up using that power and weaponizing it against the people. Where literally Captain America has to bring down the national security state in order to save liberty and the country. It's great. Even though the actor who played him, Chris Evans, is a lefty kook, it's a great movie. Highly recommend it. New Captain America, not so much. I mean, I took my son to see it because it's good bonding for us, but the actor Anthony Mackie, who plays the new Captain America, he's getting a lot of pushback. People are angry at him for what he said about masculinity, about what it means to be a man. Now, I teach my 10-year-old son to be a man. A lot of what Anthony Mackie says here is literally what I tell my 10-year-old son, Patrick, all the time. Every night, your job is to go around and check the house, make sure every door is locked. You help your mom. You look out for your sisters. You be a good man. You stand up when a lady walks in the room. You hold out the chair for her. You do all these things. You be a gentleman. You do not be disrespectful to women. I think that matters. I really do. Just like how I think it matters that he knows he's supposed to look out for his little sisters. The problem is that in this country right now, we have had what is known as toxic masculinity. It's a lie that's pushed out there. It's not real, but it's not a real thing. But they say that toxic masculinity. What do they mean by that? Well, they mean all these white men out there looking to rape women everywhere. It's also how they've gone with this whole notion of domestic violent extremism and how guys who shop at Cabela's and buy fishing hats and fishing poles, well, they're probably going to wind up being an insurrectionist one day. Better keep tabs on them. Watch them. In order for the left to succeed in knocking down the pillars that have made this country, part of that is to go after the idea of a strong, independent man who perseveres, goes through the challenges of life, looks after women, takes care of them, and doesn't try to take away their gold trophies in swimming. All right? Doesn't jump in the pool where he's definitely going to experience shrinkage and then try to take away their trophies. He's going to respect women enough to know, you compete on your team, I compete on my team. The fact that this is controversial, what he says here, let me play this for you, and then let's break it down, shall we?
Your kids. And no, I don't give a... I could be the biggest star in the world. Do not let me catch you being stupid. Mm-hmm. Do not. And my oldest gets it. My 15-year-old, he tells the other ones, he's like, yo, don't make dad mad. Because once you get one that's right, he gonna straighten the other ones out. Mm-hmm. So it's just that thing of, in the past 20 years, we've been living through the death of the American male. They have literally killed masculinity in our homes and our communities for one reason or another. But I raised my boy.
Well, I think the reason is exactly what I just said. It's that masculinity is toxic. And then the left pushes that notion. And in some way, they've done that to say that men are suppressing women, keeping women down. And then when the Democrats all had a chance to vote to protect women in sports, every single Democrat voted no, including the guy who doesn't own a suit, John Fetterman. Oh, that's what Representative Jasmine Crockett said about him on this Sunday morning. He doesn't even own a suit, this guy, Fetterman. But what Mackey says here is true. For one reason or another, we've lost the sense of being masculine. We have. And it's been something we've been warning about for a long time. Being a strong man means being a good man, a caring man, a man who protects the people around him, shows respect, yes, chivalry, absolutely 100% of the time. But it also means a man who's strong enough to take the hits of life and keep coming back. Because life is tough. It comes at you, and you got to be able to be strong and withstand it and not just simply collapse the first time that you run into an obstacle or failure or the seventh time you run into failure. In fact, I'd like to go back to reinforcing failure as an American principle, because this nation was not built on people who succeeded the first time. It was built on and by people who succeeded after the 100th time. And too many times in this life, people just give up. They just give up. Oh, I didn't make it. I'm done. I quit. I'm not good enough. No. You got to keep going. You persevere. You don't stop. You keep going. You be strong. And we've got a lot of parents out there who are afraid to tell their boys, be a strong young man. But I think the culture's changing on this for a number of different ways. Well, first of all, let's think about the MAHA movement for a second, the Make America Healthy Again movement. That movement is broader than just simply having red dye number 5 or yellow number 7 in the food. It's bigger than that. It really is. It's that many years ago, Merrick Garland and the goons of the Department of Justice sent out a letter to moms at school board meetings saying, you might be a domestic violent extremist. So zip it, sit back and shut up. And a lot of these moms were going to these school board meetings angry because their kids had to wear masks, angry because their kids might have had to take the COVID shot, whatever it is. In our case, our daughter had a speech issue, so we had to get an exemption for her wearing a mask. And it would have been easier, honestly, for me to play Captain America in a movie, even though I'm not an actor and I have no connections in Hollywood yet. But we had to jump through hoops. I had to threaten to sue them, Americans with Disabilities Act, and on and on and on. And finally, they capitulated only because probably they knew I have a gigantic microphone. But it's that notion of moms out there and dads out there, suburban in particular, got tired of being intimidated into silence. The other thing too that they got very, very sick of and very, very tired of is they got sick and tired of being told that Donald Trump is the reason why America is so wrong in the first place. They got sick of it. They turned around and they said, I don't like the guy. I didn't vote for him. But I mean, he's out there saying that my girls should be able to compete on a team without having a biological male compete against them. That's good. He's got Bobby Kennedy on board who wants to look into the crap that's in our food. That's good. In fact, Kennedy in many ways gave a lot of these women, a lot of these moms and dads in the school, but I'm talking about suburban women here. It's a group that Trump won. Gave them cover from the social media shaming that they all endure so often endure. And the MAHA movement isn't just simply about red dye number five. It's also about challenging the executives, the bureaucracy, the people in the scientific and health industrial complex, all these people who we know are crooked because we know that they're just looking to get their next payout working in big food or big pharma. You don't believe me? Watch the movie. Watch the show Dope Sick. But all these executives who wound up being at the FDA, who left to become executives of big pharma, the regulators in the revolving door who go on to cash out. Just like with the judicial tyranny issue that I mentioned earlier, where these federal district court judges are trying to stop Trump so that they can hopefully get a seat on a United States Supreme Court when a Democrat's in the White House, you got a lot of these bureaucrats now who are going to try to stop the Make America Healthy Again movement so that they can get a job at Big Food or Big Pharma. It's the same thing. But back to the issue of masculinity, back to the issue of being strong and persevering and not giving up. For a lot of parents, they were surprised to find out that if their boy goes to school and identifies as a girl, they're not even allowed to know about it. The school doesn't even let them know. Now what's happening in New Jersey is we got a situation where mom just has a baby. They walk in and they go, what's the gender of the baby? I say, what? What pronouns does it want to use? What are you talking about? That's the doctor's job, isn't it, to tell me if it's a boy or a girl? Like, literally, isn't that you have one job? Well, that and deliver the baby, but you're looking at me? Yeah, and what pronouns do you want to use? Pronouns? Poop. Milk. But they can't talk yet. They're babies. No, in New Jersey, that's an actual thing. It was in the New York Post over this weekend. I've known about this law for a long time. We have to know the baby's gender preferences and their pronouns. It's ridiculous. But the left has long tried to dismantle the pillars of our country. Part of that is men are strong, women are women. So I can't say a woman's beautiful. Can't say, I like when Trump jokes about it on the campaign show. He's like, you're beautiful. I can't say that anymore, can I? Well, now you can in Trump's America. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging beauty, and there's nothing wrong with acknowledging strength, and there's nothing wrong with any of these things. And it doesn't make you sexist, but that's what the left has taught people. So we've had boys be told to be quiet and settle down, otherwise they might be toxic. And we've had young women who have been told, you zip it and shut up. If a biological male wants to move in your sorority house, you bigot, you better let him. If he's walking around the shower and it's, you know, yeah, you better be okay with that, you bigot. If he beats you at a swim competition, you better shut up and sit down and not say anything about it. It's all about dismantling America slowly by dismantling the culture of America. And yeah, taking away a lot of people who would be strong enough to stand up to the villains in the bureaucracy. See, the thing about that Captain America movie that I mentioned, The Winter Soldier, is that he has to ultimately stand up against incredibly powerful people who are trying to destroy this country. And that movie is a good allegory, I think, for what we're dealing with right now, in the sense of we are trying to save our country from bureaucrats who are trying to destroy it from within, change America and control America and regulate America. And we need people who are strong enough to stand up to it. A big part of what the left has been doing all these years is trying to silence people into complicity and scare them into just not saying anything. Why do you think that Merrick Garland letter to moms and school boards, hey, you might be a terrorist? It's because no mom who works in corporate America wants to see a gigantic big black SUV show up in front of their house and a bunch of FBI agents get out and intimidate them. But that's the idea. You get intimidated. That's why I'm opposed to age verification laws online. I don't want them because many of my friends
go online with anonymous pseudonyms. Pseudonyms just like the founders use in the Federalist Papers, because they don't want to be canceled at their corporate jobs. And they should have a right to say what they want to say without having to worry that the age verification system is going to be hacked and leaked, or some bureaucrat's going to get their hands on it, expose them, out them, whatever it is. I mean, we've been dealing with a weaponized government that has been profiling people simply for where they shop and if they buy bullets and if they buy guns, and then they're using that and saying you might be a domestic violent extremist. So part of that is getting these young men to be quiet. Don't say anything either, guys, because you might be considered to be toxic. You don't want to be toxic now. We got to get away from that. We have to get away from that. Women are not bigots if they want to be able to compete in sports fairly. Men are not toxic if they want to protect those women from other men. And nobody in this country should ever give up at failure. You should persevere, fight on, and ultimately you may be successful, you may be not, but you don't give up. You keep going, you keep trying. That's what made this country so great. And they're trying to take that away from us because they don't want our country to be strong and powerful anymore. Here's a little bit more of what Anthony Mackie said.
It's to be young men. And however you feel about that, you feel about that.
Right.
But my boys will always be respectful. They will always say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. No, sir, no, ma'am. They will always say thank you. They will always open a door for a lady. They will always make sure that their mother is taken care and provided for. They will always be men. And that's always since they were 2 years old.
Good.
Every time I left for a job, I tell my 15-year-old, you're the man of the house. Mm. You make sure these doors are locked every night, this alarm is on, you text me or you call me every night before you go to bed and you wake up.
I love that.
Because we're men. If I'm not there to protect, he got to be there to protect. Because you can have all the money in the world, climb through the window, that money means nothing.
Right.
You can have all the celebrity in the world, jump through the door, that celebrity means nothing.
Yeah.
So you got to have a little guard in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so for me, it's always that idea of American masculinity is very different.
It is. Yeah, that was from the Pivot podcast. I agree. It's strong, and raise them that way. It's important to do that. And then the other thing you want to get into about protecting your family is teaching them the importance of the Second Amendment to be able to protect your family in case somebody comes through that window. I think it's also really important to do. But the notion of saying that toxic masculinity, and then think about what the left has been able to achieve by doing that. Donald Trump, who's a strong man, he's as alpha as you get. They've been able to try to say he's toxic and he's bad to try to keep him and silence him because they want some beta man out there. And for a lot of young men right now, and I read a piece on this recently, you know, this is the time now for young men to be alphas again, to be leaders again, to be strong and to step up. And when by doing so, you wind up respecting women and appreciating women. And yeah, then we can all compete fairly. But what we're not doing then is we're not telling those men, you're just be a little beta. You fade into the background and you step aside. You be strong. You fight for the country. You fight for your values. You fight for your beliefs, even against people who otherwise would try to silence you. Just remember, this whole game here is about keeping you in your lane and keeping you silent so that you do not challenge the bureaucracy, so that you do not challenge the regulators, you do not challenge the powerful. You stay in your lane and they get to absorb all the power. So when Captain America has to bring down SHIELD and HYDRA because it's been so infiltrated from within with people with nefarious agendas about total control over the people, it's not really that much of a fantasy story, even though the movie was made over 10 years ago. When you see what's happened with the weaponization of our Department of Justice, the national security state, I always have the Zioli axiom. The Zioli axiom is, whenever you give up your liberty in the name of keeping you safe, whatever power you've given the government to do so, they will weaponize it and they will use it against you. All in the name of keeping themselves in power. This has been fundamental to the Republic since the founders understood the point about what mankind is, humankind. I don't want to upset Governor Justin Trudeau, have him get upset and run back to Cuba. Don't you remember the time he mansplained? The time he mansplained to that woman? Come on, you remember that, right?
that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to...
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly.
What a jerk.
Yes, thank you.
We can all learn from each other.
Oh, don't you love that mansplaining? Don't you love that? See, that's not being a gentleman right there. That's being a rude jerk. And that's the difference. If you're wondering what the difference is, that's the difference right there. That guy's being a rude jerk. But he'll be back in Cuba soon. The governor of Canada, our 51st state. I don't even know if we'd really want them. We do want the oil and natural gas, though. No doubt about that. We definitely do want that. No question about it.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, before I get out of here today and enjoy St. Patrick's Day with my family, and yes, the Italian in me, I did make shepherd's pie, cottage pie, technically speaking, since it's ground beef, not lamb, but that's okay. It's all right. It's still good. It's all good either way. So one more point I wanted to make to you regarding some of the events from today. And I look, the thing about this battle between the left and the Democrats and how much they all hate each other, and they do, and Chuck Schumer canceling his book tour now because it was about anti-Semitism and his party's full of anti-Semitic kooks. You know what I mean? The Democrats have a major, major problem on their hands, being that they don't know who's in charge. There's not a single one of them who can go out there and articulately communicate a message of resistance without sounding like a lunatic. I mean, then you got the only, and then if you start to sound reasonable, and I hate to say John Fetterman sounds reasonable, but sometimes he does, but to Jasmine Crockett, he's just a dude in a hoodie.
Topic of discussion among Democrats. Last week, you were one of those who participated in a Choose Your Fighter video.
So dumb.
It got some criticism online, including Democratic Senator John Fetterman called it bizarre and reportedly mocked it in the Senate hallway. I will say that your punching looked better than some of your colleagues. Fetterman has been criticizing your party for undignified antics and a sad cavalcade of cell phones during the president's address to Congress. What's your response to Senator Fetterman?
He's not the one to talk about anything. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't seemingly want to own a suit. I'm not really sure. But I don't show up in hoodies when I'm going on the floor. And so the idea
You really calling him out for his hoodie and shorts, really? I mean, look, I'll make fun of the John Fetter person all day long for wearing a hoodie and but that's your response is dress code? The dress code. I mean, like, and I get it. You could say people don't take him seriously, but you're missing the point here. Your antics of resistance are stupid and they're not going over well, and nobody believes them, and nobody believes you are actually communicating a message that is going to persuade the American people against Donald Trump. That's his point. And he's right. Whether he's doing it in a hoodie or not. It's just funny, though. That it's just like taking pot shots at the guy over his fashion statement. Really? Wow. Unbelievable. All right. That is just so pathetic, isn't it? So pathetic. Silly and pathetic, if you ask me. Well, I for one, just think it's nuts. Tom Holman humiliated fake news reporter about Trump using the Alien Enemies Act today.
You say to those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process.
No law. Not as old as the Constitution. We still pay attention to that, don't we?
But some would say this is...
How many more terrorists do you plan on deporting to El Salvador?
Boom! That's right, we do. It's an old law, but we still pay attention to it. You're damn right. Because it's a law. If Congress wants to revoke the law, they can revoke the law. But as of right now, the law is still on the books. The law is still on the books. I know I said it earlier, but I still cannot get enough of this smackdown that Caroline Levitt gave to France today. I just love it.
There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back. So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Oh, man, do I love that. I really can't get enough of that, if you ask me. That's my favorite. My favorite of the whole day, by far. That's my favorite line of the day. So good. Just so good. Just smack, 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 smack. Boom. Oh, and you know how I joked with you about how the left is going to mandate everybody has to buy gas-powered vehicles now just to stick it to Elon Musk because they hate Elon Musk? Here's Mark Kelly showing you his gas-guzzling Chevy. It's Chevy Tahoe.
All right, here I am with my new ride, Chevy, good old Chevy Tahoe, here in Washington, D.C. Got one of these in Tucson as well. This one was made by union labor, United Auto Workers in Arlington, Texas. Always good to buy union cars, incredibly reliable. And I'm looking forward to driving this for many, many years.
There you go. Guzzle that gas, baby. Guzzle that gas just to stick it to the man and prove that you guys were completely full of it this entire time, when you were saying that it was all about climate change. You're so full of crap. Listen, before I get out of here, it's that beautiful time of year. You know, St. Patrick's Day for me is really the time that we fully embrace spring. You know what I mean? It's like we're here. It's springtime. Maybe it's the Guinness talking, but it certainly feels a lot like spring. Well, when choosing a lawn care company for you and your home, doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides better results and is better for your family and pets, safer for your family and pets? Of course. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn of America, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while providing the beautiful, beautiful results that you want. Safer fertilizers, insect control. They make sure your lawn is beautiful season after season. Here's the best part, too. You reach out to Natural Lawn of America today, and they will seed your lawn for free. That's right, F-R-E-E, free. They will seed your lawn for free every single year, and that makes such a difference in the health of your lawn. So reach out to them by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. That's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. You will love the greener grass. You'll love the fewer weeds. And you will love the fact that Natural Lawn of America is dedicated to making sure you and your family are safer with their products. It's a great, great thing, especially in this time of making America healthy again. Am I right? You know I am. So 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.